T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A male candidate for governor in Mississippi has refused to be interviewed by a female journalist unless she brings along a male colleague. That female journalist is Larison Campbell of Mississippi Today, and she is on our newsline joining us from Jackson, Mississippi. Larison, tell us how all this started with Republican gubernatorial candidate Robert Foster.
Sure, Steve. So, I've actually had a pretty long-standing working relationship with this candidate. And Mississippi Today, our Republican gubernatorial primary is less than 4 weeks away. So we're really kind of going hard into, coverage, in-depth coverage on each candidate. So we've been doing these ride-alongs. We did one with both of Representative Foster's opponents. And so when it came time to pitch a ride-along for Representative Foster, I was the one who pitched it because I've been covering him, actually, since before he even launched his campaign. I'm the one who broke the story that he would be running for governor. And so, I spoke to his campaign manager over the weekend, and, he seemed excited about this ride along. We picked a day. It was going to be today. We laid out an itinerary. And then at the very last minute, he sort of threw a curveball at me, and he said, "Now I'd need you to bring along a male colleague." And, I said, I think I'm going to have to take this request to my editor, and I'm pretty sure we're not going to be able to do it. And, my editor and I talked it over, and we just, we decided the request was pretty sexist and that we wouldn't comply. So I went back to him, and they drew a line, and they didn't want to cross it. And, we didn't either. So the story fell apart.
I'm wondering, when they first told you this, what was going through your mind? Were you like, "I'm sorry, what? Did I hear you right?"
Yeah, that is exactly right. I mean, at first I couldn't quite understand why they wanted a male colleague. I was like, "Oh, they must want like double coverage or something." I mean, truly, it was such a weird request. It did not occur to me until probably a couple of minutes of talking to him that he needed a chaperone because I, could be seen as someone that he was having an extramarital relationship with. I mean, it was so far-fetched. I've certainly in my professional career never had a request like that.
Is that the concern from their end, as they tell you they're worried about the optics, a possible smear campaign where somebody, is following the candidate around and the two of you are caught on video and wham, there it is?
Yeah, I mean, that is sort of the first story that I heard from them. And they're playing it sort of two ways now. There's the optics. His campaign director told me on the phone 2 days ago, perception is everything. But they're also now playing this other card, which is this is something he is doing for his wife and his marriage. It's not just about optics, but it's about, a male, a good husband wouldn't be alone with a female. It's not good for his marriage. And, there's a lot of sexism to unpack there, I think.
Journalists don't like to insert themselves into the story. We don't like to be the story. But I wonder, do you take this personally, not only as a journalist, but also as a woman?
Yes, of course. I think personally is perhaps, I can't say I take it personally as much as it just, it does offend me as a woman. When this happened, as I said, I've never really had a request like this before, but it's not the first time. I've been covering politics in Mississippi for 3.5 years. It's certainly not the first time I've been treated differently from my male colleagues. Whether it's if I break a story, people who are upset about the story call my male colleagues to complain. It's a legislator passing me in the hallway and putting his hand around my waist. It's little things like this. I am used to being seen differently by many of the people I interview, differently from my male colleagues. And so this was certainly, certainly a shock when this happened, but it wasn't surprising.
What has this done to Mississippi Today's coverage of Representative foster? Has it made your job more difficult? Where does it go from here?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. You know, we did a follow-up story yesterday, and it certainly sort of spun the way the coverage is. There's a little bit of, you know, the tail wagging the dog. But, you know, you have this, I think it would be wrong at this point to step away from the coverage of the story. You know, we've got to keep on this. Like, our job, the whole reason I wrote this in the first place was, you know, first I wanted to let readers know why this one candidate, this legitimate gubernatorial candidate, wouldn't get the same coverage that his two opponents got. But I also, you know, it's revealing about this candidate. He took a stand. He said he's not comfortable with this dynamic. You know, voters and our readers, they need to know that. So, you know, we're going to keep on this story. We're going to keep covering it. We're going to keep seeing how it evolves. And I plan to be very closely involved.
What a fascinating story. Larison Campbell at Mississippi Today, joining us today from Jackson, Mississippi. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.